problem is there's just no work right now in my chosen field.
You still, let me see if I have this right. You want to be a daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be a daredevil.
Do you read the want ads, Ben? Do you read them?
Yeah, of course I read the want ads, Dad. I read them every day.
And
what exactly is a Gal Friday?
That's not for you. What do you look under exactly when you read the ads? What category do you look just under daredevil?
Okay, Dad.
Ben, where are you going?
I'm going back to bed.
Ben, what about? Remember we had this talk about the master plan?
Yeah.
I knew when I was 10 years old that I wanted to be a psychiatrist. 10 years old, but when I was 20, when I finished college, I took work as a pimp. I had to. There was nothing out there. No, when I was 20 years old, I went to work in my father's factory.
Yeah.
And for 4 years, I worked in a factory. I worked my way up, initially from the elevator operator to the point where I was supervising the elevator operators. And
was it a manual?
No, it's an automatic.
Oh, good.
Please. Well, Ben, you get some sleep. And you know what?
Thanks.
Geez, where did you put my magic wand so that I can clear the table for us?
That's very funny, Dad.
Why don't you at least put your damn dish in the sink? Would you do that for me?
Well, you know, I mean, I will, okay? And I do the dishes every day. I don't see you ever
doing
the dishes.
Where do you go to do the dishes? Because you certainly don't do them here.
You know, Dad, maybe you could do the dishes today, and I'll do them tomorrow. Maybe we should have a schedule or something, because that's the way it used to be.
That seems fair enough, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go to work for 10 hours, come home, make dinner, and do the dishes.
Oh, Dad, let's face it.
Do you want me to wake you up when I get home from work?
Oh, come. You know,
I got to get going. Let's make up, please. I don't want to go to work in this mood.
Can we please argue for like another 2 minutes?
Ben, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be sitting face-to-face with an adult who thinks that his feet are not yet finished. Okay?
His feet aren't finished?
That's what he thinks. He says his feet are not finished. That's his big fear. I don't know either. All I know is I got to get out of this mood. I got to start thinking about him and my work. And give me a hug and let's be pals, okay? Who loves you?
I
who loves you?
I'm
who loves you?
I
do, you big lug.
Oh, is that okay?
It's not a trick question. Laura, I need a copy of the updated schedule in my office. And why don't you hang on to a copy?
What?
I said I need a copy of the updated.
Wait, hold on. What?
The updated schedule. I need a copy.
Can I call you back? Because I'm on the phone.
I guess so.
Should I just sit down? Is there something I could read, or just something I could look at or read? Is there anything from that I could read?
Take this.
Thanks. This is a patient's file.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not a bad one.
I don't know if I should be.
That's okay. I do it all the time.
Oh. I don't know if they've stopped growing yet.
And how will you know when your feet are finished?
When I don't have to wear sandals anymore.
You understand, Bill, that I'm not a podiatrist.
It
sounds like podiatrist. Tell me about your wife.
She's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from Canada. And that's about all I know about her. I should have asked.
Is it a recurring dream?
Yes.
Do you fantasize about your mother?
Did she tell you that?
Bill, can we talk about your early sexual experiences? Anything that comes to mind is okay.
I remember the first time I had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept the receipt.
That's very sweet. So you never, you weren't part of a group of friends at college?
College was tough. I used to wear an earring when I was in college. Not a pierced one, a clip-on. One of my mother's big pearl ones.
Yeah, you would accessorize.
Yeah.
Well, which came first, Bill, the earring or the loneliness? I mean, do you think that kept people at a distance?
Well, I was always shy around women, you know, in high school and college. I mean, today, you know, they call that stalking, but I was shy.
And so is that why you stopped smoking?
Yeah, well, I think I didn't want to, you know, my father smoked a lot, and he's been smoking for years. He tried to quit, you know, he tried everything. He tried hypnosis, and it didn't really take. And then he tried that thing with all the needles, what do they call that, heroin? He loves it. He loves it. We can't get it away from him now.
Well, do you still enjoy spending time with your father?
As long as I'm not driving him anywhere.
Why is that?
I flunked my driving test twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time I flunked, once you hit someone, test over. Second time I flunked, there was an oral question. The guy said, what do you do at a red light? I don't know. Listen to the radio, look around.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Don Herrera. I'm here to see Dr. Katz, please.
Don.
No, Don.
Yeah, Don.
Dom, not Don. Not Tom and not Dan. It's Dom, okay? It's not, I mean, I'm so sick of this. Every time I call somebody, it's like, I can't tell them Dom Herrera is calling. Darth Ferreira? No, Dom Herrera. Dan and Mary? Dom Herrera. Donna Marie Alberghetti? No, Dom Herrera.
First time?
Yeah, believe me, I'm not the one that needs a therapy. It's my girlfriend.
Yeah, you'll need to
be crazy. Thank you. I'm just doing this as a show of faith. I mean, you know what I mean? Because between you and me, she is deeply troubled. I mean, she is like sick. Sicko wacko.
I think this kind of stuff maybe you should save for the doctor.
You got anything to read?
I'm all set, thanks.
No, I mean for me. Do you have anything for me to read?
Nope.
You're just like her. What are you reading?
You wouldn't be interested.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working here for about 4 months.
Yeah. Guess you meet a lot of wackos, huh? Do you think my busts are too big for a man's? Does my face look bulbous?
Let me ask you something, Bill. Whenever you come here, you always, you know, you've been to the dentist, you're on your way to the dentist. That seems to be such a...
I like it.
Why is it that you require so much dental work?
My teeth are crooked. I was supposed to get braces when I was a little kid. But my parents didn't have enough money left over from their trip.
What kind of work did you have done today?
I had my teeth cleaned at the dental hygienist.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of her job. And she's digging and scraping and gouging. My gums started bleeding. And she actually said this. She said, do you have a problem with your gums? They're bleeding. Well, you know, they weren't bleeding when I came in here. I think you're doing that.
And she wouldn't own up to any responsibility at all for the bleeding.
None.
How'd you like Hawaii, Bill?
Hawaii was not what I thought it would be like at all. You know, I mean, I thought everybody would be wearing grass skirts and eating macadamia nuts and wearing those coconut halves on their breasts, you know. But boy, I was the only one.
Did you have a problem with bedwetting when you were a kid?
No, not as a kid.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dad.
What's up? I got about a minute here.
You're not going to believe this, but I think I got a job.
Hey, that's terrific, Ben. In what field?
It's animal husbandry. Are you familiar?
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
That is great. I don't know much about it, but when do you start?
Actually, probably within 2 weeks.
That's terrific. Right here in the city?
Yeah, it's actually working at home.
Working at home in animal husbandry. I don't follow you.
Well, I'm going to order a pig, a pet pig. Two or three pigs, Dad.
Yeah, I think this is something we need to discuss.
It's going to be great. It's a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, and you order it by mail. It comes from the Philippines, which is strange because it's Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
And they send it.
I still don't get how you make money on this.
Well, I can breed them and then sell the babies.
So you're going to get a male pig and a female pig?
I don't know. I didn't specify. I guess I'd have to have a male and a female.
I guess you would.
But that's good because the pigs are good money.
Wait, hold on one second. Laura, can you tell Dom I'm running a little bit late? Just a couple of minutes. Ben?
Dad, this is a good deal. I mean, I read the pamphlet about the pigs,
right.
And it says, work at home, make money. These are good things, and that's why...
And how much would it cost you to get a pair of these pigs?
Well, they're listed as $29.99 per pig.
Round that off for me, Ben. Just say the figure. What is that?
$2,000.
Up.
Oh, round it up.
Up and off.
That would be $3,000.
$3,000 for a pig.
Per pig. But you can order in bulk, and if you get 10 pigs, they take it down 10% for you.
You feeling old today, Don? What do you think that's all about?
My cousin Johnny says to me, you know, like I never noticed, like it's not painful enough. Don, did you lose some hair on the top? No, I went to the barber the other day. I said, do me a favor, will you cut my head in a big V? While you're at it, give me a little bit of that Friar Tuck look on the top, because the babes go crazy over that medieval monk look. You know what I mean, Doc? Is it me?
Does it scare you, the idea of Asian?
I don't mind getting older. I just hope I don't panic and do something stupid.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yeah, you ever see somebody with a toupee so unbelievably bad you want to go up to them? Hey, you, come here. Give me that. Give me that thing. You think you're fooling, pal? Who do you think you're fooling? You could have had the decency to close the eyes on a little animal who gave up his furry little life for you, mathead, with this pelt. Look at that face. Maybe that's the idea, huh? You get a toupee that's so bad, nobody cares. You get one with a chin strap and a big label turned up in the back.
Tell me about your early childhood. Whatever comes into your mind, whatever you remember.
I went to Catholic grade school, you know, and the one thing that nuns hated being called more than anything else, Doc, my man. They hated that. I used to constantly refer to them as Sister My Man, my main man, Sister Man, my main Michael Vincent, my man, Sister My Man. I would get in a lot of trouble with that.
You. Hey.
Yes?
Hi. You must be, the...
Laura.
Laura, right. Wow. Great. So, Laura.
What?
I'm Ben.
What can I do for you, Ben?
Ben Katz. Ben, you know, I'm Dr. Katz's son,
really?
Ben.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that he
had... I'm sure he's mentioned me. He must have...
Actually, I don't think so.
Little Benny?
No.
Benny?
No.
Los Benitos?
No, he never mentioned anything.
So...
What?
You're my father's receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, we're sort of related, you and I, like siblings or something, because we both work for my dad. I mean, you're his receptionist, and I'm his son. So, you know...
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
Could you go now?
Oh, Lord. Do you want to go out and get a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, wow, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay, so if anyone calls, you just pick up the phone and you just say, Dr. Katz's office, please hold. Press that button right there.
Well, I was actually...
I won't be long.
What I meant was that I would treat you to a cup of coffee.
Okay, but could you just reimburse me when I get back?
Right. Okay.
Did your parents get along?
My father, God bless him, never cheated on my mother. He used to cheat on me. He used to pick up other kids after school, take them to the zoo, take them to play ball. One day he came to me. He said, look, I got a level with you. I met another kid, and for the first time in my life, I feel like a real father. My mother stood right by me. She said, you're my son. You'll always be my son. You stay here as long as you have a job. This was the treatment I got as a child. Doc, I could give a little. I hurt inside.
It's very, very hard.
It's very hard. I'm sorry. I promised myself I wasn't going to cry today. I am so sorry.
Just let it out, please.
Sometimes when I get like this, if I don't mean to be rude or anything, I just want to lie you flat down on the ground and just flop down on top of you like a big pancake and just talk.
What if we just did some breathing exercises?
What about you, Doc? What about your needs? Do you jazz dance? I mean, I
tap and I do modern, but I don't do jazz.
Well, I just do a lot of interpretive in jazz, and I just wonder. I mean, I know this is off the subject, but yeah, I look at you and you're so rhythmic looking, with that shiny head of yours and the.
Yeah, I don't think you're.
This is a hernia, Doc. Can you feel this? Is this a hernia, a rupture, or just a general protrusion?
No, that's your penis, Dom.
Does it sound like I got like a rattle in my chest? Listen, you hear like a wheeze? You hear that?
No, I don't hear anything.
Is that bad for you, Doc?
No, I think that you can talk yourself into thinking you have all kinds of physical ailments.
Could you die from that, though? Could you die from the thought of the talk?
No.
Doc, do you ever get so hungry you just want to punch somebody in the face?
So, Mr. Herrera, how was your session?
I'm better. Feel great, thanks.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
How are you going to pay?
He's good. I'll pay probably, cash, I guess.
Okay, cash is good.
I mean, I got cash. I got loads of cash. How much is it?
That's $150.
Ouch. Could I owe-ski?
No.
Asking you to be a phony, but some of the people I see don't really like themselves very much, so we don't want to reinforce those feelings.
Who's we?
Well, I mean...
Look, all I say is have a seat. He'll be with you in a minute. If that fills them with some kind of self-loathing, then they need help.
Well, couldn't you make a little effort,
I don't think you understand. Do you have any idea what it's like to deal with crazy people all day?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess I didn't really see it from your vantage point. Well, what do you know about the Vietnamese pot-bellied pigs?
What don't I know?
Mm.
No, pot-belly pigs?
That supposedly is the pig of the pig du jour.
Do they have pigs in Vietnam?
They do, and they have two less than they used to because they're going to be in my apartment any day now.
You know, I would bet the farm that the Vietnamese pigs are those that are like the tiny ones, the miniatures. Because it's a small country. You can't...
I don't know. Ben's convinced me we can get milk from them.
That is disgusting.
You guys need another round?
Yeah. Can I get a mudslide on the beach?
Okay.
That's not a drink?
Maybe it's a drink.
On the rocks.
Go ahead. Come on.
All right. I'll have a Zinfandel on the beach.
Stanley, you are just so weird.
Hey, the little deedle daddle.
I don't know. I was just thinking of, what are they called, diversifying?
Diversified funds.
Yes.
Yeah. Diversified is good, but you want to vary it. I would say stock-driven mutual funds with an APR perhaps of 6 to 8%.
Should I be writing this down?
No.
Okay.
I would say you need a diversified portfolio, and you need to do stock averaging and stock cost productions averaging percentages.
You know, it's like you're talking another language to me. It makes so little sense to me. I know so little about money.
Definitely you need to diversify. Yeah. You need some mutual funds, maybe a CD, maybe just a regular LP.
I just feel like I'm treading water. You know, I'm making good money. I'm billing good money, but I don't know where it goes.
Get everything in a pool.
Uh-huh.
And then diversify.
Well, let me write that down, because I'm not going to remember this tomorrow. Pool and diversify.
Pool and diversify, and within a year, you could have, like, over $100. Pure profit, nothing. I don't know. Maybe you should call a financial planner.
So you're just jerking me around. You don't really know what you're talking about.
My heart is in it.
Toy boat. One smart fellow, he felt smart. That one?
One fart smell.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, you walked into that one.
Red leather, yellow leather.
You know what I'd like to do right now?
No, Dominic, I don't.
I just like to lay down on top of you. I like to put you flat down on the floor and just lie down on top of you, Doc. Flat, level two guys, flat, face to face. And then I like to put a big red flowing chiffon evening gown on you and ride you around my house. Not in a gay way, like a Viking, like only two Vikings who are so secure in their Norse heritage that they could ride each other up and down the steps and not have one tinge of homosexual panic. Do you see it? You know, like with me holding the horns on your metal helmet. That don't make me gay, man, right?
Whoops, you know what the music means. Our time is up.
Up next, John Lovitz is the voice of Jay Sherman on The Critic, here at Comedy Central. A presentation from Comedy Central.